Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Nagaland police in close coordination with Assam police arrest Bahar Uddin, a narcotics drug trafficking kingpin. World Water Day celebrated today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is committed to work towards sustainable water management. An independent candidate, Haitang Tungwai Lota, files nomination for Lok Sabha election from Nagaland. Now the news in detail. In a major successful operation spanning over many months, Nagaland police, in close coordination with the Assam police, arrested Bahar Uddin, a narcotics drug trafficking kingpin of the northeast from Sunitpur, Assam. An update from the Nagaland police said two other associates have also been arrested, one from Dimapur and one from Imphal. Nagaland police said Bahar Uddin is wanted in multiple known cases registered across the region and has been running a major drug network spread over many states besides involvement in financing, procuring, transportation and sale of shan flour, ganja and other dangerous drugs. Police said Bahar Uddin had been using multiple aliases, identities and phone numbers, as well as numerous hideouts to carry on narcotics trafficking. The police also added that numerous people have been associated with Bahar Uddin in the conspiracies to traffic banned substances like ganja, brown sugar, etc. in the region. The state police said details are being withheld for operational reasons and further updates will follow in due course. Nagaland police also thanked the DGPs of Assam and Manipur for the assistance rendered. In addition, the state police has requested people to continue to report drug sellers and traffickers to police and also desist from providing support of any kind of these elements, spreading doxin in the society. World Water Day was celebrated today. The day is observed every year on 22nd of March to honor the importance of fresh water. World Water Day brings people, organizations and governments together to confront urgent water challenges and strive towards guaranteeing that everyone has access to clean water and sanitation through awareness-raising events, educational programs and community-driven campaigns. The theme for this year is Water for Prosperity and Peace. It emphasizes the critical role water plays in fostering cooperation and stability around the world. This year, the World Water Day calls for international collaboration to ensure equitable access to water and promote water as a tool for peace building. The UN General Assembly designated March 22nd as World Water Day in 1993. Following the recommendations of the 1992 United Nations Conference on Environment and Development. Since then, it has been observed globally to highlight water-related issues and promote action to address them. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is committed to work towards sustainable water management. On World Water Day today, Modi in a social media post said, "Water is vital for our lives and the government is committed to protect this precious resource." Independent candidate Haitang Tungwai Lota today filed his nomination papers for the Lok Sabha election. He filed a nomination paper before the Commissioner Nagaland and Returning Officer for Nagaland Parliamentary Constituency, Sushil Kumar Patel, who was assisted by Additional Deputy Commissioner Headquarters and Assistant Returning Officer, Benjamin Longkap, in examining the necessary documents furnished. He is the first candidate to file nomination for the Lok Sabha election from Nagaland. The filing of nomination papers will come to a close on 27th of this month at 3 p.m. In view of the forthcoming Lok Sabha election, a meeting was conducted today in Giffre and Trensang. Chairing the meeting, Deputy Commissioner Giffre, Tumsuwadi Longama, called upon all heads of departments to ensure their staff to remain in the station and attend upcoming training for polling personnel. He also informed the heads of departments to submit the attached vehicle as it has been directed by Chief Electoral Officer. Apart from them, from election matters, the DC also gave directives to the stakeholder departments that signing of MOU with the villagers regarding any developmental programs should be made with the knowledge of district administration in order to avoid discrepancies in future. In Plensang, the meeting was held at DC's office chamber. During the meeting, Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer Plensang, A. Zbendang Kitan, urged upon the officers to coordinate with one another for the successful conduct of the upcoming election. He also reviewed the security arrangements, transportation, postal ballot, IT cell, media, MCMC, and EVMs. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. In view of the forthcoming general elections to the Lok Sabha and in accordance with the guidelines issued by the Election Commission of India regarding preventive action to ensure peaceful, free and fair poll, Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer Longling Tharamraj, in exercise of the powers conferred under Section 144 CRPC, has prohibited carrying off any kind of arms or ammunition by any person within Longling District. He said that all licensed arms, unless exempted under law, shall be deposited at the nearest police station. The DC also enforced the model code of conduct within Longling District with immediate effect. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal was produced in Rose Avenue Court today, as Enforcement Directorate sought his 10-day custody in connection with the liquor policy case. The move came after Kejriwal skipped 9 summons issued by the investigation agency. Earlier in the day, Arvind Kejriwal withdrew his plea against arrest by the Enforcement Directorate in the excise policy-linked money laundering case from the Supreme Court. King of Bhutan Jigme Kesar Namgyel Wangchuk conferred Bhutan's highest civilian award, the Order of the Druk Kalpo, to Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Thimphu today. Speaking on the occasion, Modi said, "It is a very big day in his life." He said, "Every award is special, but when one receives an award from another country, it shows that both countries are moving on the right path." He said, "This honor is not his personal achievement, but the honor of India and 140 crore Indians. He accepted the honor on behalf of all Indians and expressed gratitude upon being conferred the award." Prime Minister Modi also held talks with the King of Bhutan this afternoon at the Shi Chokzong Palace in Thimphu. Both leaders renewed commitment to the special and unique India-Bhutan friendship. They reviewed the bilateral ties and discussed ways to take them to new levels. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur has congratulated the scientists of ISRO for another outstanding accomplishment with a successful autonomous landing of Pushpak. In a social media post, Thakur said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has once again demonstrated its commitment to leading space exploration and pushing frontiers. He said the constant dedication and inventiveness of our scientists are commendable in helping the country to reach new heights in space exploration. And in sports, the Indian Premier League IPL cricket tournament begins tonight in Chennai, Tamil Nadu. The season opener match will be played between the defending champions Chennai Super Kings and Royal Challengers Bengaluru at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium at 8 p.m. And now to the news, here are the headlines again. Nagaland police, in close coordination with Assam police, arrest Bahar Uddin, a narcotics drug trafficking kingpin. World Water Day celebrated today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is committed to work towards sustainable water management. An independent candidate, Haiteng Tungoy Lotha, files nomination for Lok Sabha election from Nagaland. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.